Kamala Harris attacks Trump before mentioning any policy in her speech, "He wants to be an autocrat." By Hannah Knudsen on August 22, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris opted to attack former President Donald Trump during her speech on the final day of the Democrat convention, doing so before mentioning even a shred of policy, accusing Trump of desiring to be a dictator. While Harris began the speech discussing her background and conveniently leaving out key details, she decided it was more important for Americans to first hear an attack on her opponent rather than offering actual policy ideas. In many ways, Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of putting Donald Trump back in the White House are extremely serious, she said, urging Democrats to consider not only the chaos and calamity when he was in office, but also the gravity of what has happened since he lost the last election. Harris accused Trump of trying to throw away your votes in 2020 and falsely accused him of sending an armed mob to the United States Capitol, where they assaulted law enforcement officers. When politicians in his own party begged him to call off the mob and send help, he did the opposite, she said, failing to note that Trump actually called for peace. He fanned the flames, and now for an entirely different set of crimes. He was found guilty of fraud by a jury of everyday Americans, and separately, found liable for committing sexual abuse. And consider what he intends to do if we give him power again, she said, asserting Trump will set free violent extremists who assaulted those law enforcement officers at the Capitol. She also claimed that Trump has the intent to jail journalists, political opponents, and anyone he sees as the enemy. She made no mention of leftists actually trying to do this to Trump via lawfare since he left office and decided to run for president again. Harris also told listeners to consider Trump's explicit intent to deploy our active duty military against our own citizens, providing no context for that assertion at all. Consider the power he will have, especially after the United States Supreme Court just ruled that he would be immune from criminal prosecution, she continued, attempting to sow fear. Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails and how he would use the immense powers of the presidency of the United States, not to improve your life, not to strengthen our national security, but to serve the only client he has ever had himself, she said, also mentioning Project 2025 again, which has nothing to do with Trump. We are not going back to when Donald Trump tried to cut Social Security and Medicare. We are not going back to when he tried to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, when insurance companies could deny people with pre-existing conditions. We are not going to let him eliminate the Department of Education that funds our public schools, she continued, still failing, at this point, to accurately represent her opponent's views or offer any actual policy proposals. We are not going to let him end programs like Head Start that provide preschool and child care for our children, America, she said, accusing Trump of only fighting for himself and his billionaire friends. Harris also expressed intense anger at Trump for choosing justices to the United States Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade, making limits on abortion up to each individual state. Harris made it clear that she has no tolerance for the murdering of unborn children not existing as a constitutionally protected right. Further, she falsely accused Trump and his allies of seeking to limit access to birth control. Later in the speech, Harris claimed that dictators worldwide are cheering on Trump because they know he will not hold them accountable because he wants to be an autocrat himself.